This second meditation begins with imagery, the use of the imagination to do with the resurrection. I'm going to suggest to you a very familiar New Testament picture to do with the resurrection, then ask you to put yourself in imagination into that picture, and then let the imagination go, let go of imagery, be aware of the essence of what it's all about, and allow yourself to be in that essence. Let it to pervade your very being. And the picture is that of Mary Magdalene early in the morning in the garden, finding the empty tomb, and in bewilderment looking around for the body of Jesus. She is weeping, and then she sees what she supposes to be the gardener. And turning to the gardener, asks where he has laid the body of Jesus. And the imagined gardener turns and says, Mary. And in hearing his voice, she recognizes Jesus himself. She grabs his feet, and Jesus says, Mary, touch me not, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended unto my Father. But go, tell my brethren that I ascend to my Father and their Father, to my God and to your God. Let the essence of the picture teach you. Begin with the figure of Jesus. Whatever figure is natural to you, because what is natural to you is right for you. Put yourself in the place of Mary Magdalene, and now, hearing the words of Jesus, touch me not, let the image of Jesus go. And be aware that the whole picture is pervaded with light, and you are in that light. And everything is contained in that light. So centered in the heart, let us hold ourselves in silence, within the energies, within the reality of that scene. Let all imagery go. And as you breathe in the energy of that situation. And as you breathe out from the heart, give that energy to the world. Be aware that you're not alone in that picture, that situation. You're part of a vast company of people. You are surrounded by all that the resurrection means. All that it gives is yours. And again, as a sign of our sharing and our service, our giving out, let us sound together powerfully the Amen from the heart.